children are really important in the Jewish tradition. The way that the rabbis understood the commandment of being fruitful and multiplying is that you only fulfill it once you've had both a girl and a boy. So you could have 10 girls
that's
or 10
a tall
boys.
Order.
Yes, that's right, and still not have fulfilled it. But and you're supposed to have a minimum of 2 children and more if you possibly can. And you know, granted that that was at a time in which if you wanted 2 or 3 children to survive to adulthood, you had to have 6 or 7 or more. Whereas that's not the case in our own day, right? In other words, if a child is born, chances are pretty good that the child will make it to adulthood. Nevertheless, we Jews are in a major demographic crisis in that we're not even reproducing ourselves as a people. I mean, to do that, you need a 2.1 reproductive rate, and ours is something like 1.7 or 1.8. And I mean, I'm a rabbi. I understand that if you have somebody who is born Jewish, you have to do an awful lot of work in order to make that person a knowledgeable and practicing Jew, but you can't educate somebody who isn't there. So from my perspective, the primary commandment, bar none in our day, is being fruitful and multiplying.
Okay.
And I mean, I know that a lot of Jews have been on the sort of the zero population bandwagon since the 1960s, and that is important. I mean, the world does indeed have an overpopulation problem, but the whole worldwide Jewish community is 0.25% of the world's population. So even if, God forbid, the entire Jewish community were wiped off the map tomorrow, it would be only a blip in the graph of the world's overpopulation problem. If you're really worried about that, then, well, you get the Pope to change his mind about contraception. I mean, Catholics are 0.25% of the world's population. And you get things like the birth control patch to be available in places like Africa and South America and India.
Right, but that's...
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
You're
I mean,
saying
if you're,
you have to do what you can do where you are.
Yes,
in
that,
your community.
That may well be. But, mm-hmm. but I mean, if you're really worried about that, then that's what you need to do. You don't want to cut off the Jewish people from the rest of history.
Right.
So it's really important for Jews to, first of all, to go to colleges in which there are a lot of other Jews so that they might meet one to marry.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to, and if they find one, to marry and to begin to have children while in graduate school, because the pressures of the first years on one's job are no less than the pressures of graduate school. If anything, they're more. And besides that, Jews suffer from a lot of infertility problems because we go in very large percentages to college and graduate school.
Because they're overeducated.
Overeducated.
It creates infertility.
Exactly right. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine once said that
uh-huh.
A friend of mine once said that the most effective form of birth control is a college education.